We're back on with DNR wildlife biologist Monica Joseph out of the Crystal Falls office, and thank you so much for some more of your time this hour.
Yep, glad to be back.
So let's continue our discussion. We went through grouse and the grouse cycle. We talked about bear season, which sounds like it turned out pretty darn good at this point, and you're just waiting for some final numbers to get calculated. And as promised, now I'd like to move to our deer herd. And, you know, your area is, I'm getting great reports from bow hunters. And they're talking about a nice equal balance of all the age classes this year, it sounds like. I mean, from young bucks to middle-aged bucks to some older, nice big bucks out there on the landscape. What are you hearing from bow hunters?
Yeah, well, they seem to be quite happy. You know, the number of deer brought in locally has been, it's been kind of slow at this point, but certainly they seem to be happy. They're seeing deer, like you mentioned, all age bucks out there, occasionally a nice one. We just had one fairly nice one in today. We didn't age it because he's going to the taxidermist, but looked to be like a nice three-year-old, it would be my guess. Some nice antler development, and that's what we're seeing. You know, natural forage this year is fantastic, so there should be a lot of fat on these deer and good antler development. What they're seeing, you know, to the north of us in Marquette, and what we seem to be seeing here, and they seem to be doing quite well.
Now, let's talk about your mast that's available out there right now, because I'm getting great reports and seeing it myself, just bumper crops of acorns and areas that have beech also, lots of beech nuts.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of beech in the two-county area, Iron and Dickinson, but we do have small amount of oak, but the oak that we have is just putting out a lot of acorns right now, which is great, you know, not only for deer, but certainly our bears travel, you know, up to 50 miles to get to some of these oak sites, you know, and for any other wildlife we have. So we're having a good acorn year, which is very promising. Other than that, the forage that they have, you know, a lot of the other forage that they have is just lush and green, and, you know, deer should do great. You know, this acorn crop is just excellent for these deer coming out of winter. It's a great pork protein source for them, and we see just great response from them physically from, you know, having that forage available.
Well, let's hope we just don't get an absolute doozy of a winter, and we might just see some incredible antler development next year with deer coming through the winter with a lot of fat on them from all these acorns, and then obviously they can get them when they come out in the spring, so that's my hope anyway.
Yeah, and we've also had a number of years now without a really difficult winter. So, you know, we should be coming into some of these older age deer where they've had enough years to, you know, get 4 or 5 years on them, which is always, you know, best for nice antler development.
We're talking with DNR wildlife biologist Monica Joseph out of the DNR office in Crystal Falls. And I'd like to spend the rest of our time together now talking a little bit about the surveillance zone that's right there at sort of the southeast corner of your management zone. Is that correct?
Yeah. The core area is the smallest area, and it is all in Dickinson County, bounded, you know, on the west by Highway 95, and the north by M69. It follows down to about the Bark River area, and then back down into Menominee. It drops down a little bit on G18, follows the state border, the Menominee River, back up. So it's a smaller area, but it is capturing that area immediately around the index case, positive CWD deer that we had. So that area is the area where baiting and feeding have been banned for this year. There were a number of other changes as far as removals of antler point restrictions, but the primary concern there is the change in regulation regarding baiting and feeding. We've had a number of hunters call, which we certainly encourage. If you're hunting there and you're not sure where you are in relation to the area that no longer allows baiting or feeding, certainly call the office and we can walk you through that and make sure you know what you can do as far as hunting techniques.
Excellent. And just another reminder about the CWD drop boxes, too. You guys have one there in Crystal Falls, right?
Yep, we've got one at Crystal Falls. We've got one at Summer's Butcher Shop. So many people locally use that. We've got one at Norway. We have one at Felch. And they're certainly scattered around Menominee and Delta County as well. So those are available for hunters that maybe off hours would like their deer head tested. We ask certainly that they remove the antlers because they won't get them back. So, you know, there's a fan there that allows you to wedge the head in there to get the antlers off. But that is to accommodate those people who are traveling or maybe breaking camp after hours or on weekends to want their deer tested. There's a tag in there that you need to fill out. Location of the harvested deer is very important, and that's all described on the drop box so that you can look at it and see what exactly it is that we're looking for. And without a location, it won't be tested at the lab. They need to know where it came from. And then, you know, the other information there, your name and contact information as well. So those are available. We're checking them regularly. They anticipate about a two-week turnaround for test results to come in. It really depends on how busy we get, you know, downstate as well, because they test, you know, 30, 40,000 deer at least, and maybe more this year. So, you know, there'll be a little bit of a wait for test results, but certainly anybody who wants to have theirs tested, they're welcome to either bring them in while we're open or put them in a drop box.
DNR wildlife biologist Monica Joseph out of the Crystal Falls office giving us a great snapshot of how things look in her neck of the woods there in Iron County, and I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks. It was a pleasure.
Good stuff today. This is The Outdoor Show.